Apparently, Brian Laundrie was found.
Are we being mean?
No, we're not being mean.
Okay, cool.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Welcome back to the Shake Podcast. I'm your host, Derek Van Shake. With me, we have our great assistant. No, yeah. No. You're not assistant anymore.
Just we my already co-host. Covered that last
yeah.
Time.
You all know if you saw the last podcast. Co-host, Gen Z ZZ.
Yeah.
How you doing, ZZ?
I'm good. I'm better. I'm less nervous now.
Less nervous.
Than the last one we did.
Yeah.
Because we hadn't done one in a long time.
It's about like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But we're doing ones back to back today. Definitely didn't change our clothes at all to make it look different.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, we don't do that. We would never try to fool anybody like that. We have to film a moron video. We're going to do that right after this.
Yeah. Good.
Filming a lot today. And that's what you're for now. You're the filmer girl.
The
filmer
the
girl.
Videographer.
Oh, okay. That works. That's a good word.
The filmer girl.
I know English. Trust me. I have 3 master's degrees. It's all right.
In what country?
Trust me. So what we're going to be doing, ZZ, is we're going to be looking at the video, the full interview video of the guy that said he saw Brian Laundrie on an Appalachian Trail. However, he actually didn't see him on an Appalachian Trail at all. Like that's a total misnomer. What actually happened was the guy was driving to the Appalachian Trail and was getting close, I guess, I don't know if they call it there, but in Colorado, we call it here trailheads, the start of a trail. So he was driving to the trailhead, and the guy, some other guy, was driving in a white pickup truck. Okay. And he seemed kind of lost, and he turned around on the road and then turned back towards the guy that was driving to the Appalachian Trail trailhead, I guess. And he waves him down. Okay. He waves the other guy down. So this supposed Brian Laundrie guy in a white pickup truck waves down this other guy who says the guy's, he said 99.999% sure he's Brian Laundrie. He waves him down and says, "Hey, how are you doing? I'm trying to find a way out of here, and I want to talk to somebody," basically. And we're going to watch the whole interview, and we're going to chop this so we just have our reaction. I'm going to assume that, you know, he's not really deceptive. He's just wishful thinking that he's going to be helping people out and spotting Brian Laundrie.
I mean, do you think people now are just reaching out because they want to kind of get their name out to be
I'm
like...
I'm sure there's some. Sure there's some. But I don't necessarily think it's totally him. I think he somewhat believes that he did see him. Because here's another thing. If he actually wants to make up a story, he can make up a better story than this. That's pretty much what it is, too. He can make up a better story than this. It's not a good story. Yeah, let's talk about what he's saying, see if it makes sense.
I started texting some family and friends and just to kind of tell them, because I just couldn't believe it still. And one of my
couldn't believe it.
co-workers said, "Well, you should call Dog the Bounty Hunter."
Yeah, of course. You know, instead of like calling the FBI, the first name comes out is Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah.
If he's able to find Brian, great. I have no problem with that. But I mean, you know, just because a guy has a TV show doesn't mean he's the best like private investigator and bounty hunter person in the whole entire world. There's a lot of other people going after Brian too that probably are better than Dog the Bounty Hunter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like your heart jumped out of your chest when I saw that picture of him. And it's, you know, I've never had a feeling like
I
that
feel
before.
Like this is like the most interesting thing that's happened in this man's life.
All right.
That's why he's making a big deal.
He's like, this has to be my 15 minutes of fame. This one has to be this time. It has to be this time. And I want to be clear, I'm okay with anybody, you know, going out and hey, if I saw a bald guy with a beard, maybe it is Brian, but oh my goodness.
I would like
there's so many red flags.
Like...
There's so many red flags here.
I was ready to go catch the guy. I mean, I was like, you know.
Why didn't you do it?
Yeah.
I would have done anything.
His whole fucking family first before he decided to go catch him.
It's like these backwoods of the Appalachian Trail in North Carolina. It's probably not too far. He probably actually set up camp, like, you know, in one of the little spots there. He's probably around there. He's not just like randomly at 12 a.m. just driving on a dirt road in the Appalachian Trail and then just going to, you know, hightail it out on an interstate. No, he's probably still around that area.
I made 6 calls to law enforcement. I was like, somebody call me back, you know? And so, you know,
he basically just saw a guy with a beard. You'll see. He wasn't even bald. Well, he wasn't able to confirm that he was bald. You'll see. He didn't know what Brian Laundry looked like before seeing him. So it was only afterwards he's like, oh, yeah, I think that was Brian Laundry. It wasn't like he actually, you know, had a good idea of what Brian Laundry looked like. He admitted it. He was like, I had no idea what he really looked like. I just knew that they were looking for somebody, and I told somebody I was talking to some guy with a beard. And then they're like, well, maybe it was Brian Laundry. This is what he looked like. And he's like, oh, yeah, it was Brian Laundry. It's a lot different when you actually have that image ingrained and kind of like branded into your mind. I think we've both seen enough footage of him where we would be able to spot, you know, Brian Laundry if he was looking exactly the same. You know, shaved head, a beard, generally looking the same. I think we both could spot him in a lineup, and probably most of you. But if you just never saw him before, never knew anything about the guy, then all of a sudden someone's like, oh, yeah, they're looking for some guy with a beard, and being like, oh, wait, that was him. It's a lot different experience because then you think back and you're making the image that you're seeing fit what you're trying to remember back to. It's less clear of a connection is the point. So that's the first thing. Second thing is what he's going to be saying in a second here.
Not just, you know, face and everything, but the voice. And I agreed that it was him.
Okay. There is a big red flag too. What? So he just said that, well, they sent him an audio clip of Brian Laundry. And he's like, oh yes. And the voice was the same too. So it wasn't just the face. Instead of actually showing a lot of emphasis and a lot of, you know, conviction of like, oh my gosh, that his voice was exactly the same. Like, it was. What he just said was like, oh yeah, and the voice matched too. It wasn't like as much a surprise. It should be like shocking. It should he should be remembering that as a shock, but he's not.
He like kind of wants to believe.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I think he just wants to believe it. It's also after the fact. He's remembering back to a voice. That's hard. It's not like, you know, he has a very nasally voice. You know, it's not any very thing distinct. It's just like, just a normal guy's voice. It's not as distinct for somebody who hasn't been following the case. Maybe for you and I, you know, we can recognize the voice a little bit more because I've been, you know, poring over the body camera footage and looking at that very, very closely. But anyone else, some guy that has never seen the footage before, he's just given the footage and be like, oh, yeah, that's his voice. After the fact, no, it's less reliable.
Probably people that are out there that are doubting what I'm...
Here's another thing. Don't be mean to the guy. We're just poking fun at him because, you know, he wants to say this. Fine, then we're going to poke holes through it of why it doesn't make any sense. But I think it's also wishful thinking because if he were to take a moment and just stop, he would be looking at all this and be like, oh... maybe this doesn't make sense. Oh, maybe it wasn't him. Or maybe I'm not 99.99% sure it's Brian Laundry. Come on.
I doubt he'll look back at it. Yeah. I think he's just enjoying this.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to kind of tell people that, you know, I didn't ask for this. You know, I had...
He fell into it.
Poor guy.
He fell into breaking the case wide open. This gets so bogus. This is just the start, ZZ.
It hasn't even started
guys,
yet.
Guys, this is just the start. It gets so bogus.
Are we
guy.
Being mean?
No, we're not being mean.
Okay, cool.
So now he finally gets to it. This is really important. And we can break it down and see if it makes any sense.
When I pulled down there, I passed the parking lot.
Okay, so he was driving over to a trailhead in the Appalachian Trail to go and hike early in the morning. And he's going to a parking lot. He guess he passed the parking lot, was going to turn around.
The guy stopped and rolled down his window and kind of waved at me.
Why?
That's the thing. Okay. So according to him, this guy, I guess in a white pickup truck, he'll later say, was behind him. And then he flashes his lights and basically says, I want to go ahead of you. Okay. I guess the guy was parked to the side. The guy pulls up next to him and just starts talking to this guy over here. So according to him, Brian Laundry pulls up next to him and just wants to talk to him. Randomly talking to this random guy that's going to be hiking the Appalachian Trail and talking to him from his car.
Why is he drawing more attention to himself?
Why would you do that?
He's trying to lay low.
Right.
Be missing in the wilderness.
This is what I thought. And I think this is what everyone naturally thought. You know, Colorado, I think in, you know, the East Coast too, the Appalachian Trail, what you do is, you know, everyone's hiking and then, you know, you maybe cross paths. One person's going one way, the other person's going the other way. And then you both like kind of chill and be like, hey, what's going on? Hey, you see anything that way? Any wildlife? Just have, you know, just talk a little bit. That's what I thought. And I think that's what a lot of people would think. Brian Longy was spot on the Appalachian Trail. That's what you think, right?
Yeah.
Is that someone saw him hiking on the Appalachian Trail. No, that's not what happened at all. The guy saw him pull up in his pickup truck. How he got a white pickup truck is beyond me. It's just a whole nother story. Pulls up in his pickup truck right next to him and starts randomly talking to somebody because I guess he had, you know, according to him, Brian Longy just wanted to talk to a random stranger. Who, first of all, talks to strangers? I, you know, that's another thing. Yeah. I don't randomly pull up to people and talk to strangers. And if I, you know, if anyone were to ever, like, be a person of interest, wanted by the FBI, okay, if you were wanted at all, you're not going to be stopping talking to random people, hoping that the person is not going to know that you're that person everyone in the world is looking for. It makes no sense. I think everybody just thought the guy crossed paths with him as he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. That's not what happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's what the headlines are saying.
Right. Hiker recalls Brian Longy encounter on Appalachian Trail. That's not what happened.
Nope.
No.
Trailhead parking lot.
Yes. If someone's running from the law, right? They know they're wanted. Why would they, one, talk to somebody, and two, talk to somebody from their car, from their vehicle? That's the dumbest thing you could possibly ever do because it's so easy to track a car. All you need to do is get the license plate and the make and model, and you're done. You are caught so quickly. You all of a sudden have to abandon that vehicle. You have to abandon that vehicle. Why would he want to go through that? It's not like this guy came up to this Brian Longy fella and was like, oh, hey, what's going on? Oh, well, okay, I have that. Cool. Okay, yeah, well, you know, I'm all right. Yeah, you know, I'm just going to go hiking. No, it wasn't like that. Supposed Brian Longy fella went up to him and wanted to talk to him. It doesn't make any sense. From his vehicle, no less, which can easily be tracked. Let's put it this way, too. Let's think about this. I thought initially the guy made a U-turn and went around, and they were talking very closely, you know, kind of driver side to driver side. No. This supposed Brian Longy fella pulled up next to him from behind, meaning that they were talking through supposed Brian Longy's passenger seat. Right?
Yeah.
So there's extra space there. You're not going to get a good look at him, especially also if it's 12 a.m. It's completely dark.
What the fuck?
You're not going to really be able to see much of him. Like,
you can't
just
hear
gonna...
his voice either up close either.
Right. It's pretty far away. And the car's running. You know, both cars are running. You have the engine. Maybe they're both diesel trucks.
Yeah, I thought it was driver to driver just passing by.
No, it was driver to passenger, and then he had the driver's seat of supposed Brian Longy's truck. So they had to talk through supposed Brian Longy's passenger seat and all that area, all that space, all that distance for him to identify the supposed Brian Longy fella.
I was kind of thinking, well, I'm a hiker. Maybe he's a hiker. I was, you know, trying to find that parking lot. And I said, well, I'm not from around here, but, you know, where are you trying to go to? And he said, man, I've got to get to California. I wasn't really expecting to hear that. You know, here we are on the East Coast.
Someone who's maybe cynical or be like, wait, or, you know, trying to think about, you know, the psychology of this, be like, wait a second. Maybe it was Brian Longy trying to say that he's going to be in, you know, California. And he's not going to be in California, and just trying to get the word out that he's in California and trying to get law enforcement looking for him in California.
Yeah.
Okay. But why would you say that when you're in your truck? That's going to be easily tracked down because you have a license plate too. It's the easiest thing to track down a car. It's not hard to find directions to California. You just have to go west on any interstate. You'll eventually get to California, trust me. Probably was just wanted someone to talk to because maybe he was on drugs. But it doesn't mean it's Brian Laundrie.
He was dead serious. I mean, he was...
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's dead serious. He can take so a little serious. Trailhead road from the Appalachian Trail to California. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He was very serious. Oh, yeah, yeah. That makes my case even more obvious that he was Brian Laundrie. Oh, trust me, it was. Believe me, this is my 15 minutes of fame. I'm not going to lose it that quickly.
What would you do in that situation if someone like that pulled up to your car and started talking to you?
You talk. You just kind of like, hey, what's up?
Really?
I mean, I've done that. Yeah, I mean, I don't really know too often, but I haven't done it proactively. But I think other people have pulled up next to me to talk. Huh. But usually about something more specific.
Yeah.
Not just like,
my girlfriend's
in California. How do I get to California? I'm not going to take the interstate. I'm going to take the trailhead road.
12:30 at night, and the only real light was the light from my headlights and his headlights.
So he had no real light at all that was on him.
To see his face, yeah.
To see his face, like, at all. So in other words, he just saw some basic features that he was a thin, white male, and probably had a beard. That's basically what it was.
Great job.
That's what it was.
You know, going in trying to figure out what kind of vehicle it was or anything.
Oh,
but I thought it was a Ford F-150. And it was definitely a newer vehicle.
Oh, wow. Brian Laundrie is a high roller.
Nice.
He's able to buy a newer Ford F-150, too.
What was in that storage unit he was cleaning out?
I know, right? Maybe it was a brand new Ford F-150 that he was hiding from Gabby and everybody. And he's really a high. Those things cost a lot of money. I remember I was in grad school. I was thinking about getting a Ford F-150 to have my motorcycle in there. A newer Ford F-150? They're like $50,000. He just started to build things in his head, like you said, just to fit together why he was creeped out and why he ran away from the trailhead, because he was afraid he was going to get killed by this random guy that said he was looking for his girlfriend in California. If he was going to make it up, it would be a lot better of a story. This is a pretty terrible story that he's like really buying 100% here. You know?
Yeah, something just happened to him and he's making it into a story.
Yeah. He wants to believe it.
Yeah.
Because again, like, if I want to make up a story, I can make up a story. If he wants to make up a story, say, hey, I was on the trailhead and I ran into him and he was talking about what he did and he asked me what I know and, you know, who's after, you know, and then knew that I didn't really know much. So we continued to talk. And then we went our separate ways, and I was like, this guy seems like he could be a fugitive. And then, you know, I talked to my family, and they sent me pictures and the voice, and then it was Brian Laundrie. That's a better story.
The thing that was the biggest disappointment to me is after 6 calls, no one had, you know, from law enforcement had gotten back.
Oh, my God, let it go.
After 6 calls, no one from law enforcement got back to this guy. Oh, no, I wonder why. Oh, because I saw Brian Laundrie in a pickup truck. And he proactively wanted to talk to me. I couldn't see him because the only light that we had were our headlights. And I just saw a guy with a beard. Yeah.
Yep.
There you go. This is so bad.
Every bald guy out there with a beard is probably getting called on.
Like 6 times.
Like, stop calling us.
But of course he wants to have a call with the FBI. This is like the most interesting thing that ever happened to him in his entire life.
Photos of him, he's bald. I couldn't tell that because he had some sort of bandana or shirt.
So he couldn't even confirm the guy was bald.
What the I don't even have words right now. Fuck.
He couldn't even confirm that. Now he starts talking about supposed Brian Laundrie's appearance and just said that it looked like Brian Laundrie was well kept when he's on the run. Wanted. He's on the run and is able to be well kept. It's completely bogus.
Well, according to this guy, Brian's doing great on the
run. I know.
The new car, he showers, he shaves.
If that's the case, you know, everyone should go on the run. You know?
He's doing better than I am, and I'm not a wanted.
Right, just pretend to be on the run, you know? Apparently, when you're on the run, you look great. You have a nice trim beard. You know, you look well kept. You have a girlfriend in California. And you're also driving like a brand new Ford F-150. I mean, this is great. Apparently, Brian Laundrie was found and spotted on the Appalachian Trail driving to trailheads just to talk to random people in his brand new Ford F-150. So there you have it.
He could use a friend right now.
There you have it. Yeah, maybe he needs a friend. That's what we got for you. Clearly, this guy is telling the truth. And clearly, this guy is not hopeful, wishful thinking, or anything like that. What do you think about this guy, ZZ?
Yeah, he just wants to believe a story.
Yeah.
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 No.
Just wishful thinking. Just wants to believe that he has some little bit of evidence that he can help pull everything together and help find the number one suspect. So that's what we got for you. What do you think about this guy? Do you think that Brian Laundrie was spotted driving his brand new Ford F-150 to Appalachian trailheads and talking to random people, looking all great and well-kept as he's described? Or do you think maybe the guy that this guy saw was just somebody that happened to have a beard? Let everyone know in the comments below, especially if you're watching on YouTube. Not already subscribed, give it a subscribe on YouTube or anywhere else you get your podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Amazon, everywhere you get your podcasts. That's where you can find Shaked. We'll see you at the top. You good?
We're good. All right. I'm going to rinse my eye. I can feel the piece of mascara in my eye. I was like talking to you. Like, I'm trying not to look dumb.
We'll make sure we show you as much as possible in the edit.
I was like this the whole time.
Everyone on YouTube is going to see you looking like a pirate.